اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. The night of the 19th has arrived. The night of Tawassul, the night of Tadarru, the night of crying, al-bukha, Ya Allah, I don't know if you have forgiven me up to this point or not. I'm not sure if my du'as have been heard or not. Not because I doubt in you, but because I know with all my shortcomings, my du'as don't deserve to be heard. Ya Allah, I have a lot of hope tonight. I've heard this one night can change everything. If you want, you have said in the Quran, إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. You're capable of everything you want. If you want, my life can change. I can't make you do that, but I can beg you. I have hope, said inshallah. Tonight you change my fate. Make me a good person. Make me a companion of the 12th Imam. Make me someone who will sacrifice everything for the Imam, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, the night has begun. Make sure that throughout the night you have these thoughts. We don't know at what point those calls, those du'as will be heard. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma inni aftatihu al-thana'a bihamdik. وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل. وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده. الظاهر بالكرم مجده. الباسط بالجود يده. الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما. إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما وغناك عنه قديم. وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك. الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا مدلان عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور فلا أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي يا رب إنك تدعوني فولي عنك وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك كأن لي التطول عليك فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك إنك جواد كريم الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده قهر بعزته الأعزى وتواضع لعظمته العظمى فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازي فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني وبهجة مونقة قد أراني فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين والحمد لله قاصم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم، وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة، وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمن والعدل المنتظر، وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك، استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله، مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له، أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به، وانصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا، واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم اظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المؤمن به شعثنا واشعب به صدعنا وارتق به فتقنا وكثر به قلتنا وأعزز به ذلتنا وأغن به عائلنا واقض به عن مغرمنا واجبر به فقرنا وسد به خلتنا ويسر به عسرنا وبيض به وجوهنا وفك به أسرنا وأنجح به طلبتنا وأنجز به مواعيدنا واستجب به دعوتنا وأعطنا به سؤلنا وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا إله الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله وغيبة ولينا وكثرة عدونا وقلة عددنا وشدة الفتن بنا وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله وبضر تكشفه ونصر تعزه وسلطان حق تظهره ورحمة منك تجللناها وعافية منك تلبسناها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد و عجل.
ملجم نے آج کیسی مصیبت یہ ڈھائی ہے، دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے. مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. ملجم نے آج کیسی مصیبت یہ ڈھائی ہے, دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے. مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. مسجد میں ہائے تو نے نمازی کو مار کر, مسجد میں ہائے تو نے نمازی کو مار کر, مسجد میں ہائے تو نے نمازی کو مار کر. دنیا میں کس طرح کی مصیبت مچائی ہے, دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے. مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. کوفے کی ہر گلی میں یہی شور و شین ہے, کوفے کی ہر گلی میں یہی شور و شین ہے, کوفے کی ہر گلی میں یہی شور و شین ہے. ملجم نے ضرب آج علی کے لگائی ہے, دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے. مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. زخمی پدر کو دیکھ کے حسنین رو پڑے, زخمی پدر کو دیکھ کے حسنین رو پڑے, زخمی پدر کو دیکھ کے حسنین رو پڑے. زینب پکاری اے میرے نانا دہائی ہے, دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے. مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. آئی صدائے غیب کے مولا ہوئے شہید, آئی صدائے غیب کے مولا ہوئے شہید, آئی صدائے غیب کے مولا ہوئے شہید. ہر سمت مومنوں پہ اداسی سی چھائی ہے, دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے. مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. ملجم نے آج کیسی مصیبت یہ ڈھائی ہے, دین رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے. اور کوفے کے سب یتیم تڑپتے ہیں خاک پر, کوفے کے سب یتیم تڑپتے ہیں خاک پر, کوفے کے سب یتیم تڑپتے ہیں خاک پر، بادِ صبا نے کیسی سنانی سنائی ہے، دینِ رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے، مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. اور لرزی زمین حسین کی آہو فغاں کے بعد، لرزی زمین حسین کی آہو فغاں کے بعد، لرزی زمین حسین کی آہو فغاں کے بعد، ظالم یہ تو نے کیسی قیامت مچائی ہے، دینِ رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے، مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. اور خونِ علی کو دیکھ کے روتی ہے کائنات، خونِ علی کو دیکھ کے روتی ہے کائنات، خونِ علی کو دیکھ کے روتی ہے کائنات، سجدے میں روزے دار نے تلوار کھائی ہے، دینِ رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے، مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. اور روتا قلم ہے میرا، مناظر میں کیا لکھوں، روتا قلم ہے میرا، مناظر میں کیا لکھوں، روتا قلم ہے میرا، مناظر میں کیا لکھوں، ثقلین کے ولی پہ جو ضربت لگائی ہے، دینِ رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے، مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. ملجم نے آج کیسی مصیبت یہ ڈھائی ہے، دینِ رسول پاک کی شمع بجھائی ہے، مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی. درود بھیجیے محمد آل محمد، اللہم صلی علی محمد آل محمد،
صلوات بر محمد و آل محمد. ابن ملجم نے ہے در کو مارا، روزے داروں قیامت کے دن ہے، تم سے چھٹتا ہے مولا تمہارا، روزے داروں قیامت کے دن ہے، سونی قبر رسول خدا ہے، گھر میں زہرا کیا ہو بکا ہے، खाक उड़ाता है दर का कुनबा, रोजेदारों कयामत के दिन है, आले अहमद पे आफत है आई, बेकसों पर यतीमी है छाई, उठ गया सर से है दर का साया, रोजेदारों कयामत के दिन है, घर में खालिक के है दर को मारा, जानशीन पयंबर को मारा, हाय सजदे में है दर को मारा, रोजेदारों कयामत के दिन है, क्यों ना रोए ये वो गम नहीं है, शब ये आशूर से कम नहीं है, खुल्द में भी ये मातम है भरपा, रोजेदारों कयामत के दिन है, दिल हिलाते हैं ज़ैनब के नाले, खाक उड़ाते हैं सब कुनबे वाले, उठ रहा है अली का जनाजा, रोजेदारों कयामत के दिन है, तुमसे छुटता है मौला तुम्हारा, रोजेदारों कयामत के दिन है। सलवात बर मुहम्मद व आले मुहम्मद।
العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين في الحسنين In the return of our imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. I would like to express my condolences to the brothers and sisters and all believers and the imam of our time on the occasion of the Dharba of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the strike of the sword on his blessed and sacred and noble head on early morning of the 19th in the Grand Mosque of Kufa by the Mal'un Ibn Muljam al-Muradi. And I would also like to in a sense congratulate brothers and sisters on the arrival of this great night of worship and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hopefully Allah blesses us in both of those areas, and both of which lead to his proximity, inshallah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, has been referred to as awwal madhloom. Awwal madhloom means literally the first oppressed person. I don't believe that is intended in terms of chronological order. Obviously, there were prophets that were oppressed, people that were oppressed before him. If it's chronological, I guess in the Muslim calendar, in the Islamic religion or calendar, the first leader that was oppressed is Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi. But it could also mean that he is the first awwal madhloom in terms of the amount of dhulm that occurred on and against him. The tragedies of the lifetime of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the sacrifices he made, he was mistreated beyond imagination. He, of course, on the other hand, succeeded in completing his obligations and doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to do every step of the way, in the face of every single one of those cases of transgression against him and mistreatments against him. And it didn't even start with the demise of the Prophet or after the demise of the Prophet. The mistreatments were there before the demise of the Prophet. It seems that those who had issues with the Prophet and couldn't go out and take him out on the Prophet would take them out on Amir al-Mu'mineen. They knew that the Prophet loved Ali ibn Abi Talib more than anyone else besides Fatimah al-Zahra. They knew that. So disturbing Amir al-Mu'mineen, causing issues for Amir al-Mu'mineen, was a way of disturbing and mistreating the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. We've seen that. There are a number of instances in the lifetime of the Prophet. It's evident that the mistreatment of Ali ibn Abi Talib is intended to mistreat the Holy Prophet. They couldn't mistreat the Holy Prophet. They had that grudge inside, so they would take it out on Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahi alayhi. So the mistreatments are too many to mention and to talk about. What I'd like to discuss over the next few nights that are connected to Amir al-Mu'mineen in different ways is hopefully something that will help us today, so that we're not of those who are mistreating Ali ibn Abi Talib today. If we're not careful, God forbid, we can be of those that if he were around, we would be amongst those that are giving him trouble, are causing him issues, are causing him problems. The first thing that we will discuss tonight is what the people did to Amir al-Mu'mineen after the demise of the Prophet. And I generalize that. I say what the people did. There were different factions that were involved, different people. Each of them has a certain role. They have a certain part to play in making what happened to him happen. But collectively, together, except for the few that were with Ali ibn Abi Talib, people mistreated Ali ibn Abi Talib collectively. the Ummah of the Prophet, collectively, at different levels of guilt, but they were all responsible for the mistreatment of Ali ibn Abi Talib after the demise of the Prophet. The responsibility of Amir al-Mu'mineen was to lead the Ummah. He was the only one qualified for that. The Holy Prophet had made it crystal clear before his demise on numerous occasions, the clearest of which was Ghadir, only less than 2 months before his demise, made it crystal clear that Ali ibn Abi Talib has been appointed by God to be the leader after my demise. And you need to refer to him as Amirul Mu'mineen. That title was given to Ali ibn Abi Talib during the lifetime of the Holy Prophet. Others started using it after the demise of the Holy Prophet. They learned it and took it from the Holy Prophet giving that title to Ali ibn Abi Talib. The Prophet made it crystal clear. There was not a shadow of a doubt in regards to that. He was the only qualified person. Yet, what people ended up doing is that they didn't allow him to rule. They didn't support him to rule. And when those who went against him and brought thugs into the city and started creating chaos and destruction and all of that in Medina, outside of Medina, they didn't care. So Ali ibn Abi Talib was left. The people did this to Ali ibn Abi Talib. I want to talk about this a little bit tonight. And inshallah, the following nights we'll mention some other points related to Amir al-Mu'mineen in a way that will help us. We want to be the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib. We want to be of those that if we were at that time, we wouldn't have allowed that to happen. We wouldn't have joined the masses that were responsible for that happening to Amir al-Mu'mineen. One of the things that we need to do is try to analyze and understand what those conditions were, why the people behaved in that way. If it is true that Ali ibn Abi Talib was clearly appointed by the Prophet, and he mentioned, this is not my decision, this is God's decision, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib as my successor, as Amirul Mu'mineen after my demise. And you need to call him that. If that is the case, and these were the believers, the followers of the Prophet, people who sacrificed for the Prophet, sacrifice for Islam, put their lives on the line for Islam, lost brothers in Islam, lost husbands in Islam, lost sons in Islam, for Islam. If these are the people, why did they end up doing such a thing? Why did they end up committing such a crime, such a great transgression against such a great person? That's something to analyze, something to think about, something to work on. I don't want to discuss that. What I do want to discuss is, whatever the causes were, people did that. People left Ali ibn Abi Talib. They turned away from Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is what the people did. The same people that have been described, there are descriptions in the Quran that are there. You know, we can't change what's in the Quran. The Quran talks about the greatness of those who were with the Prophet, especially those who joined the Prophet and spent their money and sacrificed what they had before the conquest of Mecca, which was a more difficult time to accept Islam. People who were involved in all of that, they ended up leaving and abandoning the greatest command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet, such that he says, God says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha ar-rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik fa in lam taf'al falam fama ballaghta risalatah. Tell the people this one risala, this one item on the list that has been revealed upon you, convey that to the people. If you don't convey this one, you have not conveyed anything to the people. All the messages regarding prayer, regarding fasting, regarding hajj, regarding everything else that's there, regarding akhlaq, regarding tawheed, regarding the hereafter, everything. If you do not convey this, none of the rest matters. It's as though you have not conveyed anything. فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. This is how important this is. People who did in all those things, did all those great things, when it came to this, they all abandoned. This is a fact of history. This is not something that can be disputed. None of the facts that I mention are facts that can be disputed. Some don't see them, but some also claim they don't see God's existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you're lying. I have showed you that I am there. You're lying if you say you don't see me. You are covering it up. Kufr. That's what that means. Kufr means covering up something that you see is there. You know it's there. You cover it up so you don't see it. So you identify, you know it's there. If people don't want to see it, that's a different thing. It's there. The facts are very clear. The fact is, these people did this. Okay. What did Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi wa salawatuhu alayhi, do in return? What is the response of Ali ibn Abi Talib? The response of Ali ibn Abi Talib can be one of a few. One possible response is Ali ibn Abi Talib getting upset, causing problems, taking out his sword, accusing people of different things, or even saying what they did. What they did was kufr. That's very simple. The ones who led the movement against him, they were deliberately going against God's command. It's exactly what Iblis did when God told him, prostrate to Adam. He is superior in this way. You've got to prostrate to him. He said, I'm not going to prostrate. God said, you have to, all of you need to go to Ali ibn Abi Talib. They said, we're not going to go to Ali ibn Abi Talib. That's kufr. If he would have used that and say, okay, you know, these guys are kafir, take out the sword, deal with them. That's one thing that could have happened. Another thing that could have happened would be for Ali ibn Abi Talib to abandon the people. Say, okay, you guys don't want me? I don't want you either. I don't care about you. Who the heck are you? You don't want me? I'll leave you to yourself. To yourselves. I'll go do my thing. This is another. This is what Yunus, in a sense, did. Of course, with the complications that are there. But he abandoned a people that he worked on guiding them. At a point, he abandoned them. According to one interpretation of the verses related to that, he abandoned when they didn't accept. Ali ibn Abi Talib could have abandoned the people and said, okay, you guys don't want me, you guys don't. I'll just go do my own thing. Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayh, did not do any of those. Amir al-Mu'mineen knew his responsibility is towards Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the task of leading the ummah and leading the people in general. He has a responsibility towards all people after the demise of the Prophet. During the lifetime of the Prophet, the Holy Prophet was responsible to guide all people. He wasn't limited in his obligation to the people around him, but that's where he was going to start. But he considered it his responsibility, as it was, to get it out, and he laid the foundations for that religion to get across the globe and encompass the earth. He laid the foundations for that. If he wouldn't have thought of this religion as being, and this message and these teachings of being something that would encompass the earth, the way he would have taught them would have been something that would have limited it to that region. But the Holy Prophet was thinking of the globe and of times to come. The foundations he set were not for Islam in that region. He set foundations for Islam for the globe until the Day of Judgment. It's like when you're an architect building a structure, depending on the longevity you have in mind of this structure, you choose a certain foundation for it. And in terms of how tall it's going to be, how much ground it's going to cover, you will use different material based on all of those. The Holy Prophet was laying a foundation for a religion that is going to encompass the earth until the Day of Judgment, time-wise, and in terms of the earth, the entirety of it. The Holy Prophet did that. Amir al-Mu'mineen, from the moment the Holy Prophet left this world, became responsible to continue building that structure on those same scales that were mentioned, on the same levels that were mentioned. Global until the Day of Judgment. Ali ibn Abi Talib is responsible. And he sees this responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not towards these people. These people may have different judgments of who I am, what I'm doing, what my abilities are. I'm not responsible to them. In that sense, who are they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his messengers in the Quran, we have different instances of it. One of them is Prophet Musa and Harun, after they went to Egypt and they preached the Fir'aun himself in a lenient tone, and he decided to reject and cause trouble and give problems, more problems to Banu Israel, that Musa was given the task to free. He started getting a lot more trouble by Fir'aun. Musa and Harun supplicated to Allah. They said, "Oh Allah, you gave Fir'aun the zina of the dunya, you gave him wealth, you gave him all these things in this material realm for him to oppress us and oppress the believers and cause problems and so on and so forth. Oh Allah, take it from him and get rid of him." And the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Your supplications, your calls, your requests have been answered. Then it says, فَاسْتَقِيمَا. Then remain on the path. Have perseverance, the path that I have given you. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِّ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Do not follow the path of those who don't know. You are prophets, I am giving you knowledge. You've got to act based on what I am telling you. Everyone else compared to you is الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. If anyone comes to you in any way, tries to tell you this is what you should do or this is what you should not do, the pressures they create on you, the troubles they give you, pushing you to do something other than what I have given you, وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Don't do that. فَاسْتَقِيمَا. Keep going. You have to be on my path. Follow my orders. Amir al-Mu'mineen sees it in that way. He's got orders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Allah. He's responsible to Allah, not to the people. He's responsible to guide the people. If the people say, "I don't want it," he says, "I don't care if you want it or not. God, your Lord and my Lord has said, I am responsible to guide you." This is Ali ibn Abi Talib's approach towards this. And although it's very difficult, none of us have been in such a condition, not even close to it, that we would be given a responsibility towards a people that completely reject us, then we're supposed to keep going and guiding the same people that have completely rejected us. Amir al-Mu'mineen did that. It's one of the difficulties, the difficult tasks of Amir al-Mu'mineen was this. The responsibility of leading the ummah. One of the things that I would like to correct, again, we're talking about Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayh, and him being awwalu mazloom. He is awwalu mazloom. I take that to mean he is the most oppressed. In terms of the extent of oppression he faced, he's on the top of the list. Awwalu mazloom. One of the mazlumiyya of Amir al-Mu'mineen was that people didn't understand him then. Another of the mazlumiyyat of Amir al-Mu'mineen is that those who call themselves his followers and call him their imam today don't understand him. The common perception that Amir al-Mu'mineen, after the demise of the Prophet, and after Khilafah went a different direction, and people rejected him clearly, the notion that he stayed at home and was busy just with personal life is a dhulm to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And most of those who call themselves Shia, unfortunately today, think of Ali ibn Abi Talib in that way. Say, yeah, they made him sit at home, and he sat at home. That's what he did. He was busy with building orchards, digging wells, and cultivating the land, and wasn't involved, wasn't doing anything. This is a dhulm to Ali ibn Abi Talib. The ignorance of the Shia today, the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib, viewing their imam that has been given the responsibility by Allah to be the imam of the people, whether they like it or they don't, they accept you or reject you, you are responsible to guide them, to say that Ali ibn Abi Talib abandoned them. He just said, okay, you don't want me? I'll go sit at home. This is one of the greatest oppressions, one of the greatest dhulms that could ever happen to Ali ibn Abi Talib, and unfortunately it's happening. And this is one of the problems of the people who rejected Ali ibn Abi Talib. One of the problems that led the people who did all those great things before this, that led them to oppress Ali ibn Abi Talib in the way they did, was that they didn't understand Ali ibn Abi Talib. And they didn't, at that level, understand the Prophet either, because those were the words of the Prophet. They took them lightly. They didn't realize how important that is if a group of us picks up arms and is forcing others to pay allegiance to someone other than what the Prophet said, for the others to say, okay, we'll just go along with it. That means you're taking the words of the Prophet lightly. You should have all come out in arms. And the Prophet said, Ali ibn Abi Talib, who the heck are you guys? Why didn't they come out? They didn't understand the Prophet. They didn't understand his commands to that level. The people then didn't understand Ali ibn Abi Talib. For us today, brothers and sisters, if we don't understand Ali ibn Abi Talib, if we don't understand who he was, what he stood for, what his direction was, what his responsibilities were, how he carefully took care of those responsibilities, if we don't understand that, if we don't gain that insight I don't want to say we're no different than those people, but we will be at the risk of similar to those people that had, they pledged allegiance to the Prophet. The Prophet was the wali of their time. For the next wali, they rejected. We can't say with certainty we have pledged allegiance to the Imam of our time. We are supposedly following the words of the previous Imams. When the Imam comes, that will be a test for us. If we don't understand Ali ibn Abi Talib, if we don't understand the Imams, understand their direction, their vision, their teachings, their stances, if we don't understand this, we will be at the risk of doing something very similar to what people did after the demise of the Prophet. We've got to understand, we've got to correct these misunderstandings. If I misunderstand what Ali ibn Abi Talib did after the demise of the Prophet, I will follow someone other than Ali ibn Abi Talib on that matter. Because what I am following is not what Ali ibn Abi Talib did. I'm following something else. I have got to find out what Ali ibn Abi Talib did. Generally, Ali ibn Abi Talib did what we just said. He's responsible as an imam, whether people accept or they don't accept. What did he do more specifically? Well, there's a list of things that are there. There's a list of things that Amir al-Mu'mineen did. But the first thing to acknowledge is to correct that error that doesn't even allow us to look for what he did. A person who thinks Ali ibn Abi Talib just left, you're not looking for anything that he did in your, you're not asking any of the speakers, scholars, you're not asking history books, where is what Ali ibn Abi Talib did? I know he did something. Tell me what it is. We won't even think about that because we are already assuming that he didn't do anything. He said idly, and the excuse is people didn't want me. No, that's not an excuse for Ali ibn Abi Talib not doing anything. Amir al-Mu'mineen himself mentions in Khutbah Qasi'ah in Nahjul Balagha, one of the khutab that is from Amir al-Mu'mineen recorded there, and it mentions that after a time, he puts it in these words. He says, when I saw the events of Riddah, people leaving Islam, and there was danger for Islam altogether, then I came forward. Okay. He got involved in the social, political structure, the decisions that were being made, and so on and so forth. One of the things that Ali ibn Abi Talib did during these years was to be involved on governmental level. In the government of the Khulafa, Ali ibn Abi Talib, according to his own words in that khutbah, saw himself as a wazir, as a minister, as an assistant. That's not where his place was in terms of qualification. But that's the place he was able to fulfill his obligations of influencing the ummah of the Prophet and making sure he keeps the direction of the ummah on the right path in the conditions that he is in. He's لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. The conditions that God has brought forward for him, the responsibility that he has, is going to be implemented in this way. He finds himself a wazir or an assistant in the government of the Khulafa. This is one of the things that Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullah alayhi did. There are other things that are there as well. But what I wanted to mention, I think I've already covered and mentioned, I've repeated it a couple of times, and I will in other talks repeat this again, because we have heard for too many years a wrong notion regarding Ali ibn Abi Talib And if that misunderstanding is not corrected and passed on in our minds and in our hearts, we will end up having those misunderstandings towards our imams, towards Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullah alayhi, and that can lead us, God forbid, into doing something similar to what the people did there, inshallah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our du'as on this night, we ask Him, we see our deficiency, we see our problems, we see our lack of competence in doing what He has obligated us to do, and in following the Ahlul Bayt, and in understanding the Ahlul Bayt, and in understanding the Qur'an, in following the Qur'an and the words of the Ahlul Bayt. And we want to ask Him on this night that we prepare for Laylatul Qadr, that Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to understand the Ahlul Bayt better, grant us the tawfiq to understand the Qur'an better, grant us the tawfiq to be able to implement the teachings of the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. And we ask You, Ya Allah, whatever deficiencies we have had, whatever misunderstandings we have had in that regard, that You correct them for us, help us have a correct understanding, and inshallah be able to implement that, inshallah. Sallallahu alayk, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sallallahu alayk, Ya Mawlai, wa Mawla kulli mu'minin wa mu'minah. Tonight is a difficult night. We express our condolences to the Imam of our time, Imam al-Hujja ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, on the occasion of the strike of the sword on the head of our master, Amir al-Mu'mineen. And we say, Ajarakallah, Ya Mawlana, fi musibat jaddik Amir al-Mu'mineen. Salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. We don't have the tawfiq of being in Najaf or in Kufa to visit the Grand Mosque of Kufa, the Jami' in Kufa, in the Mihrab of Kufa, where Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahi alayhi used to spend these nights in worship, in ibadah, in dua, in munajat, in buka, in crying. And the last of his worships, and the last part of his jihad fi sabilillah, receiving that strike in the masjid in Kufa. But we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our hearts to Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, Ya Mawlai, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ruhi Fidak. Those who've been to Najaf, try to picture yourselves in the haram of Amir al-Mu'mineen before the dharih of Ali ibn Abi Talib, sallallahu alayka, Ya Mawlai, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. السلام عليك. Keep seeing yourself, picturing the dhariha, and you're standing there with the salams that we're doing together, inshallah. السلام عليك يا صلى الله عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه صلى الله عليك يا أول مظلوم صلى الله عليك يا آثار الله. We read in زيارة عاشوراء, السلام عليك يا آثار الله وابن ثاره, the son of ثار الله. أمير المؤمنين is also ثار الله. صلى الله عليك يا مولاي. On this night in Kufa, أمير المؤمنين spent his last night over his daughter's house. Iftar time came, a simple sufra, bread with salt and milk. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, I wish that we didn't have this variety. When have I had two meals on the sufra? I wish you take one of them off. And I wish that you would choose the milk. Amir al-Mu'mineen had bread and salt for his iftar. He engaged in worship, ibadah, and dua. It's recorded he would go out in the yard, look up in the sky. This is the night my brother, the Holy Prophet, promised. This is the night. The daughters saw there's something unusual. Some have said they suggested Amir al-Mu'mineen not to go to the masjid. There were rumors. There are people that have plans. Amir al-Mu'mineen said to himself, no, I must go. They say, around Fajr time, when he wanted to go to the masjid, some birds got in his way, pulling on his robes. He told them as well, don't try to stop me. Hujr ibn Adi in the masjid realized there are munafiqeen, there are plans. He wanted to rush. I want to make sure Ali doesn't come to the masjid. He took a route towards the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But Amir al-Mu'mineen took a different route to the masjid. He went inside. The munafiq, according to accounts, was asleep. He woke them up. It's Fajr time. Wake up for prayer. They got up. Amir al-Mu'mineen engages in his worship, in his prayer, speaking to Allah. A call is heard, a slogan of the Khawarij, La hukma illa lillah. People hear another call, Fuzdu Rabb al-Ka'ba. Amir al-Mu'mineen in the state of sujood received the strike of a sword on his sacred head. Then a third call was heard from the angels, Tahaddamat wallah arkanul huda. The pillars of guidance have been shaken. روحي فداك يا أمير المؤمنين. إمام المجتبى was in the mosque. Imam al-Mujtaba was the only witness of his mother in the streets of Medina. Now out of the children of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's the only witness in the masjid. Imam Hassan sees that, he sees his father, he takes his father's head, puts it on his lap. I'm not sure what conversation they have. Ruhi fadaka ya Mawlai, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. لا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون يا حسين.
شب ضربت ماه رمضان علی کا یہ کہنا ہے یہ زندگی بعد زہرا بخدا شکستہ ہے دل سوز و شکستہ میں دل زار و گرفتہ خدا نگہدار کہ میں مسافر شب زندہ دار خدا نگہدار کہ میں پہ کر دل فگار یا علی یا علی یا علی یا علی روز شب ویرانی زندگی زندانی زندگی بعد زہرا با خدا نہیں کٹتی خدا نگہدار کہ میں مسافر شب زندہ دار خدا نگہدار کہ میں پہ کر دل فگار یا علی یا علی یا علی یا علی ہائے درد دل میرے جو علی نہ کہہ پایا بولیے دل میں جا رہا ہے دنیا کل نہ سلونی سنو گے کل نہ سلونی کہوں گا میں چلا سوئے کردگار خدا نگہدار کہ میں مسافر شب زندہ دار خدا کو گھیرا فاطمہ کی فرقت میں ضبط کھو گیا میرا ہائے تیرے بعد زہرا ہائے ویران مدینہ میں چلا سوئے کردگار خدا نگہدار کہ میں مسافر شب زندہ علی ستم نے اے زہرا کتنا مجھ کو رلوایا, میں علی تھا اور تیرا حق نہ میں دلا پایا. سوئے قاتل کل میرا آخری کلمہ فوز تو برب کعبہ میں چلا, سوئے کردگار خدا نگہدار کہ میں مسافر شب زندہ دار, خدا نگہدار کہ میں پہ کرے دل
اللهم إنا نسألك وندعوك باسمك العظيم الأعظم الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بك يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى محبة أوليائك. Allah hasten the return of our Imam. Allow us to be his true companions. Allah help all those who are helping your cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. Ya Allah, we all have hajat. This is your Laylatul Qadr. We ask you by the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen, you grant all of us and all his lovers our hajat, our needs, our requests. Relieve all those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. Ya Allah, relieve us all from the difficulties of this pandemic, so we can congregate again, to beat our chests again together, for the Ahlul Bayt, for Amir al-Mu'mineen, for Fatima al-Zahra, for Imam al-Husayn. Ya Allah, by the right of the Imam of our time, relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Inshallah, we'll do ziyarat tonight, especially since it's a night for the ziyarat of Imam al-Husayn, but we'll do ziyarat of the Ahlul Bayt as we usually do at the end of our programs. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا خير خلق الله ويا خاتم النبيين وصفوة المرسلين صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وصي رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين صلى الله عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن ابن علي أيها المجتبى صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء السلطان أبا الحسن يا علي بن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى. صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله عليك يا بقية الله يا حجة الله روحي فداك مولاي. This is your night. Keep us in your prayers, يا مولاي. عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك. صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله we do دعاء of the Imam of our time. إن شاء الله I was reminded we need دعاء شفاء for Sister Birgis Fatima Cesar, daughter of Sayyid Hamid Ali Safavi. Inshallah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure her from the COVID-19 that she apparently, if I understood correctly, inshallah Allah cure her and all those who are dealing with the sickness, inshallah. We'll end the program with the dua for the Imam of our time, as this is a night to remember him, and inshallah we'll do ilahi adhum al manah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إلهي عظم البلاء وبرح الخفاء وانكشف الغطاء وانقطع الرجاء وضاقت الأرض ومنعت السماء وأنت المستعان وإليك المشتكى وعليك المعول في الشدة والرخاء. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أولي الأمر الذين فرضت علينا طاعتهم وعرفتنا بذلك منزلتهم ففرج عنا بحقهم فرجا عاجلا قريبا كلمح البصر أو هو أقرب يا محمد يا علي يا علي يا محمد اكفياني فإنكما كافيان وانصراني فإنكما ناصران يا مولانا يا صاحب الزمان الغامث 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 أدركني 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 الساعة 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 العجل 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 يا أرحم الراحمين بحق محمد وآل الطاهرين.